Hey, Chris Johnson here, and right now I've got a serious case of the fucking red ass. Ain't nothing on this fucking planet more red than my ass right now. I'm just fucking annoyed. I'm just really fucking annoyed. It started yesterday at work. You know how sometimes you can just hear something, and it just fucks up your entire day? And this could be like, you know, fucking up your day at work or not at work. But if you're not at work and something fucks up your day, at least you can just sit on a couch or stare at the fucking wall for a while, throw on the TV, pick up a book, video games, something to take your mind off what the fuck you just heard that just set you off. But if you're at work, you can't do that. When you're at work and you hear some fucking news that you just absolutely fucking hate, you have to like finish the rest of your shift and just focus on like trying to do your fucking job, but you're just so fucking pissed. I'll give you an extreme example of that right now. I was at work when I found out my buddy died. His mom sent me a message. I looked at my phone. I was like, what the fuck's going on here? And she's like, boy died in his sleep. The fuck? No, I'm not upset that I got that message. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to get that message when you get that fucking message. But the point is, like, I got that message at work, and now I'm fucked at work. Like, my work is fucked now. Actually, I left. I didn't even work the rest of that shift. The judge and Nitz left early. They took me shopping with him. They're like, this motherfucker's unstable. Let's take him to the fucking bread aisle. Get him to the bread aisle immediately. That's really what I did. I read the message at the beginning of a phone call. I finished an insurance phone call with that news, like, just hearing it and not being able to fucking focus. And then I was like, yo, boss, I'm not fucking staying here. And then they left with me, and I went to the store with them. I didn't need to get anything from the store, but I needed to do something. So I didn't find out anybody, like, passed away yesterday, but I fucking found out some news that just kicked me in the fucking dick and made me really fucking mad. And I just thought about it the rest of the shift. But then I thought, you know what? I got a couple days off coming up. I got a fucking softball playoffs. But then I looked at the weather map, and the weather looked like dog shit for today. And it was fucking dog shit today. We haven't fucking played softball in 3 goddamn weeks. Our fucking season ended fucking last week of July. And then the playoffs were supposed to start August 1st, but they were fucking pushed back because some teams had to make up some fucking games. We didn't have to make up any fucking games, but some teams had to make up games. Okay, fine. Then last week, they canceled the goddamn game. I wake up, it's fucking sunny. It's sunny all fucking afternoon. And we got the call at like fucking noon. They're like, no games today. What the fuck you mean no games today? Why is there no fucking game today? There was no fucking rain. And they're like, yeah, the fields aren't playable. I'm like, you motherfuckers, fine. I wake up today, weather looked like shit. But, you know, you're hoping the fucking game's on. My brother-in-law runs a team, but he's on, like, vacation or some shit. So he sends us a text at, like, 4 o'clock. The text is like, listen, they're going to make a decision. The league assholes are going to make a decision on whether or not you're playing by 5 o'clock. And I looked at the weather map. I was like, this looks like shit. We're not going to fucking play. If we didn't fucking play last week in the fucking sun, how are we going to play today? How could we possibly play today? So I was mad, like, all day, just thinking of the inevitable disappointment of another fucking softball game being canceled. This is a playoffs, goddammit. We can't have these fucking playoff games canceled. And a lot of these motherfuckers, they got like kids and lives and shit. Like summer's over. We're losing daylight here. We can't be playing in the fucking September and shit. Like today was supposed to be the day of the fucking championship game. Instead, we haven't even started the goddamn playoffs. So, you know, you read the fucking text, 4 o'clock, making a decision by 5. Like, okay, cool. I told Finley, I'm like, Finley, I might have to leave here in a little bit. I got to go play softball. I got to keep my cat informed. He's got to know what's up. Then it starts to rain. And at 5 o'clock, I get another text, and that text says they have pushed the decision back to 5:30. And I thought, why? I have a fucking weather map here. It looks like shit. It's all fucking red and yellow and shit. Why do you need another fucking half hour to see if it's gonna fucking engulf the area? It's already fucking raining. So from 5 to 5:30, it starts raining fucking harder. And then we get that fucking 5:30 text. They're like, game's on, fellas. Good luck. Game's on? Are you out of your fucking mind? Then I thought, well, maybe the fields are fine. I mean, the fields aren't that far from my fucking place. But I figured, I don't know, it's 10 miles away. Maybe by some fucking miracle, it is not raining 10 miles away. So I get my shit together. I walk out, open the fucking door to my apartment building. It is fucking pouring rain, and I am so goddamn furious. I'm fucking all dressed up for the fucking game. I got my nipples lubed up for fuck's sake. I'm not kidding you. I put the Body Glide on my tits. The same shit I put on my tits when I'm gonna fucking run. I can't be chafing out there, and I'm just fucking fuming. I get in the fucking car. It downpoured the entire fucking drive. I start pulling up to the field, and it's on my right. And I look out the window, and I can see the whole fucking infield is underwater. Why the fuck did you drag us out here? I look down at my phone. My brother-in-law texted like 2 minutes before. They're like, yeah, they called the game. The other team said they weren't going to play in this weather. Other teams said they weren't going to fucking play in this weather? What, they didn't bring their fucking scuba gear? I walked out to the field and I took a picture. Because I had to fucking document these events. I took a photo of the fucking infield, completely fucking underwater, and I fucking texted it to fucking everybody. I said, look at this fucking shit. One of the umpires like pulls up and he's talking to me. He's like, how's it look out there? I was like, it looks fucking disastrous, son. Look at this fucking photo. Showing him the picture. He's like, water all over the field. It would appear so, sir. Then, like, one of the team captains, like, rolls up. Not my team, like, another team. A team we weren't playing, but I recognized the guy. I was like, this is fucking insanity. He's like, well, there was a small wedge where we could play at, like, fucking 5 o'clock. These fields were fucking bone dry. Bone fucking dry. Are you shitting me? You fucking honestly expect me to fucking believe that the fucking infield went from fucking totally bone dry like a fucking desert to a goddamn lake in fucking 45 minutes? Get the fuck out of here. Who's making these fucking decisions? Jesus Christ. The only good news is, or it's kind of good news, but it's kind of annoying news too, because we don't get to play this game. They're like, ah, fuck it. They just like advanced us because we're like the third seeded team out of seven. Fuck you, six seed. Like, we're going to play the two seed next week. They just fucking, it's like all forfeits. So next week's the semifinals. We didn't even get to play the first round of fucking playoff. The team we're playing next week, they beat the fuck out of us once and we beat the fuck out of them once. So we'll see how it fucking goes. But that does not make my ass any less red. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episode to come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and wherever the fuck you want. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every single fucking episode is there. Website, app, download my ass, would you please? I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I am in my Facebook timeline. Catch this podcast there. And I'm on Instagram. You can see a lot of hot photos. A lot of me on Instagram. That is at maybe the number 5 minutes.